no need for you to wonder if I need you, 'cause I'll need you till the
This is live state wrestling coverage on Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Works his shot. Now he's got the underhook. He works the country. He's got him on his back. It's a 5-point move for Brian Cochran. He's chest to chest. And with 3 seconds to go, Davis gets the takedown. With 1 second to go, Cody Jones with 2 seconds left will advance. 5 seconds to go in that match for Jason Crosby. Hang on, Jason Crosby, you advance.
And Jason Crosby is going to get the win for the Rocket Nation. Jason Crosby.
You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. The war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
Legend counters it. He gets the takedown. Legend gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat.
First period, and Riley Denny, the pinning machine from Centerville at 195 pounds, has got his opponent rolled up. That's Lance Evans from Solon. It's a big 5-point move, and the pin for Riley Denny. He's got it.
Does he get the takedown?
Yes, with 1 second to go. Andrew Landry scores the takedown in sudden victory with 1 second to go.
With a smile, you could be the hero. You could get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you ever even try. Do it for your country. Do it for your name.
Griffin will win. Griffin out there with the win.
Yeah!
How about that? Talk the world, baby.
And Blake Maroff gets the win. And with 6 seconds to go, Tucker Black with a desperation move down on the legs after a sit-out attempt by Doink. And there's no score. And Tucker Black advances.
Unbelievable.
Going down to defeat the Karsten Van Velser. Van Velser with crossbody ride and 3 seconds to go. He's going to get it done, folks.
Yes,
Karsten
sir.
Van Velser will advance to the semifinal round. I'm going to bring in Tanner Pouse right now. He's got Denver Capolis, Tad Chapin rolled over on his back. It's Tanner Pouse with 30 seconds to go in the second period. He's teed out and gets the pin with 20 seconds left in the second period. Way to go.
Keaton down. 1 second. Shadow Legend to the finals. Shadow Legend.
Oh, Hercules. My goodness.
Goes to the final. 627 wrestlers ago and just 57 short hours before, representing 226 schools on 8 mats. We've trimmed it down to just 3 on this one big night of wrestling. High above the mats, high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast studio. You're listening to 2013 Iowa State High School Championship Wrestling right here on your sports leader, KIIC. My broadcast partner, Joe Sinclair. Joe, buddy, 3 years ago, we started this journey together, and
rookies,
what a ride it's been.
It has been absolutely phenomenal bringing you folks the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We started at the very beginning. First round, second round, third round, consolations. Tonight is the championships. It started with the work, the hard progress that was made all the way through sectionals, districts, and now here we are at the pinnacle of high school wrestling on this planet. We're at Wells Fargo, and it is Iowa High School Championship Wrestling tonight on KIIC 96.7.
The hardest ticket in town is the one to these seats that fill this arena, and we've got a very big seat taken up over there along the way in 103, and that's taken up by Joe Millage, who is out and about checking out all the different wrestlers that are going to participate tonight and checking in with their parents. And so Jay Mill is on our Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. Joe, you're across the way.
Hey, Chase. You're right. This place is absolutely packed to the brim. And we've got a lot of folks listening on 96.7 and also at KIICradio.com. We've got the national anthem. So as we get ready for that. Now we've got the Grand March coming up. Hey, I know we've got a lot of folks out there listening on the web, including all the way out in San Diego, former Sheraton alum Tom Cooper and his family, Jen, Gabe, Grace. Tom is assigned to the Carl Vinson, the USS Carl Vinson. He's a Navy commander, surface warfare officer, recent graduate of the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island, enjoying his first real shore tour in 22 years. And stand up, Sheraton. Be tall. Be proud. You've done well here in this tournament. No Sheraton wrestlers in the finals, however, but we want to welcome all those listening at KIICradio.com. And here in just a little bit, Jace, we'll talk to Brad and Don Maroff. They've got a son in the finals coming up here very soon.
Glad to have all of our jock listeners along with us tonight. You've been along for this great journey as the grand entry is about to take place right here.
It's a wonderful thing. Before the national anthem, they bring in every wrestler that competed here at the 2013 Iowa High School Championship here at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. All those matches that we brought you, these wrestlers come in. They march all the way around the mats. The eight mats have been consolidated into three, and the wrestlers, the participants of this year's tournament, come in. They bring a huge mass around the mats, and once they've all assembled around these three mats, they ring the mats during the Grand March, and we have our nation's anthem, and the hair will stand up on the back of your necks, folks, when we play that national anthem and you hear and you feel what's going on inside of this packed house, this full house, this 2013 Iowa High School Championship Wrestling House.
Well, this week started a little bit of controversy in the wrestling world as the IOC announced it would not include wrestling in its Olympics. And that's when it brought out the very best out of our governor, the lieutenant governor, and we had them here in this broadcast booth yesterday afternoon along with Dan Gable and Terry Brands. And they announced their new initiative, Let's Keep Wrestling .com, as the as a way of making sure the IOC knows how important wrestling is and to try to get it to reconsider wrestling back into the games.
And the Olympic
March. Here they come down the tunnel, Jason, 106.
The Olympic March is the music for tonight's grand parade. Look at these wrestlers coming in, folks. They go
Briar Cochran leading the way at 106. And then looking there at 113, you have Fletcher from Washington at 120. Shadow Leshen, who will be going for a championship, he is in the 120 group. Blake Maroff from the Rockets, from Indio Blakeford Fremont. Following it up behind at 132, just getting ready to come through the tunnel. At 138, I can look down and see Jason Crosby in that black and gold warm-ups.
And these wrestlers, all of them that competed here at this 2013 championship tournament, they all have their school uniforms on, their school sweats. It is a celebration, folks, a celebration of the greatness of wrestling here in the great state of Iowa. I see Griffin Osing coming across. He is a standout 152-pounder for Albia. Got a great fifth-place finish today. Just the mat is full of these wonderful athletes here. It's 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo.
Bryce Leshen at 126 comes out. He'll stand on the podium as well. Of course, as you mentioned, the Griffin Osing at 152. 182, you'll see Carter Isley down there representing Sheraton. As he walks out, these athletes who earn these medals, they'll have their chance a little bit later on tonight as these championship matches come to a conclusion. They'll be followed up with their opportunity to stand on that podium. And they'll have a picture taken.
There's Riley Denny from Sheraton. He's going to try to get a pin here tonight.
Centerville.
Centerville, I'm sorry. Riley Denny from Centerville, my hometown. My birth town. Oh, man, this is so awesome. The wrestlers have
come
into the stadium.
Let's go over along the way. Jay Mill out amongst the fans.
Yeah, I've got Brad Maroff with me. And are you nervous?
I think we're all nervous, but I think Rocket Nation has really showed itself this week. And we've come through strong. We're hoping the team stays on and finishes for a strong third place. Blake's, you know, he stepped up every match so far this week, so I hope he has one more in him.
Have you? When was the last time you talked to him? What did he say?
I helped him take a shower before we came over. Had to throw him a towel, but he's ready to go. He's freshened up, took a nap this afternoon, and hopefully he's ready to go.
How's Mom? How's Don?
Well, you'd have to talk to her. I hear she wants to get on air.
All right, we've got the national anthem coming up. We might talk to her in just a minute.
Howard can turn over to the PA system for the national anthem.
Presentation of the colors from the ROTC.
Tonight, our national anthem will be performed by a vocal quartet from West Delaware High School. Carissa Filgreen, Becca Grieve, Jenny Bodine, and Brooke Vasky are under the direction of Dwayne Filgreen. These young women are seniors of West Delaware. They've been singing together for 2 years. All four are very involved in the music program and other extracurricular activities. They have sung the national anthem at state volleyball and will also be singing later this winter at the girls' state basketball tournament. As we pause to honor America, we ask that you be mindful of the past and present men and women in uniform around the world whose sacrifices, sometimes supreme, have helped secure the blessings of liberty we enjoy in our great nation. Please remain standing until the colors are retired. With Becky Arnold to sign our national anthem by our featured vocalists from West Delaware, Carissa Filgreen, Becca Grieve, Jenny Bodine, and Brooke Vasky.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
the beautifulness of that national anthem, the chills that run up and down all the individuals in this house tonight's spine. Jay Mill, I know you're still across the way, and I think you have Blake Maroff's mom over there as well.
Got Dawn with me right here, and how's Mom doing?
Mom's very, very nervous. I'm not sure why.
But you've also got to be very proud. This is a proud moment, right?
Yes, I'm very proud that he made it. Even if he was getting eighth place, I'm proud of him.
You think you're more nervous than Blake?
No.
I bet he's a pretty cool cat. We're going to go back a few rows and talk to Miss Crosby here real quick, Jay, so we'll throw it back up to you for the time being.
Great interview. That interview brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work, Ford's Grill in Eddyville. We believe that they've got the best sandwich, period. And Sinus Auction Service, Eddyville Lumber. You'll be bringing us these Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket contest tonight. First Iowa State Bank in Albia and Eddyville. UGL providing facility maintenance for Cargill and Ajinomoto Heartland USA.
Hey, these Eddyville sponsors are getting their money's worth here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
Ready?
And folks, back home, don't forget about next year, because we're going to be here again. And if you felt like you got left out because you weren't quite on time, we're going to bring it to you again next year. Not just wrestling.
We're talking
basketball. We're talking football. High school athletics on 96.7. It is where you want to be with your advertising dollar.
Hey, J-Mill, you got the Crosbys along the way as well?
Well, I have Mrs. Crosby. I have Lynn Crosby with me right now because her husband is one of the coaches.
He's down.
So how do you do this without having your husband up here with you to help?
Well, lucky for me, my sister comes to most of our wrestling meets with me.
I was going to see if maybe you wanted me to sit here with you because you need to dig your hand into something, right? Or do you do that?
No, not usually.
Okay. Well, it's a very exciting night for you. I know you're very proud as well, but are you a basket case right now as well?
No, actually, I'm pretty calm.
Very good. Well, how about this fan support coming up to Des Moines to root on these two finalists?
It's been great. We have a wonderful family support with our Rocket wrestlers, and it's really, really kind of neat that they do that for us.
All right, Lynn, very good. How about you, Eddyville? Is Eddyville in the house tonight? I think they're in the house. Jason, we'll throw it back up to you.
Rocket Nation is in full force tonight. We're going to start things out. We got three mats tonight, folks. We're going to bring you all three classes, all the weight classes throughout. But, of course, we are concentrating on some really big lineups tonight. As Shadow Leshen will come out at 120, that will be one of our feature matchups where we'll get exclusive coverage. Shadow Leshen trying to get the championship. He's been there before. Last year, he was one step away from winning the championship. And, Joe, I think he's really improved.
You know what? He is really improved. Everybody in this auditorium, except for the Albia fans, are expecting his opponent to get his third title. But Shadow Leshen is expecting to win. And I just have a great feeling about Shadow Leshen, his maturity, and where he's at on the mat. If he takes a shot, nobody's going to stop him. Shadow Leshen at 120 pounds, Class 2A, I predict a championship for Albia.
And then we follow that up at 132 and 138. Blake Maroff will be at 132, Crosby at 138. And we also have Van Velser of Ottumwa at 138. We will bring you both those matches. Those are really two big matches. Rocket Nation to have two Rocket wrestlers in the finals.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back. This is really good stuff. I know they're going to be really tuned in.
They will be tuned in, and we will bring you the action on 96.7 KIIC.
106 about to get started here. And, Joe, one of the things that's going to happen tonight is we're going to have a little more time to bring these broadcasts. Well, three mats, but something different than all the other sessions. They'll wrestle these three. And only these three mats. When they're done, they'll go to a TV break, and then we'll get a little breather in there to get the next match set up.
And we'll use those breathers,
absolutely,
folks. We'll use those breathers to give you more information here from Wells Fargo about the wrestling that's about to happen, about the wrestling that just happened, and maybe give our sponsors a chance to be recognized as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Big night of wrestling right here. Jay Mill, you had a chance to catch up with Rocket Coach Little. That was a really great conversation you had beforehand. You can tell that he's really excited about this opportunity for his Rocket team. I think I lost Joe, but we're gonna go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to roll that or real quick?
Before he rolled the piece, I thought I'd ask you. You know, you were there. You got to hear the conversation. You were a part of it. The emotion that he was feeling.
Very emotional. In fact, you know, he wore the mic for us on Wednesday, the wireless belt pack on Wednesday when we were talking, when we were watching his team in duels. And we asked him on Thursday, hey, coach, can we put the mic on you? That was a lot of fun. And he said, no, this is too much. It's too much. It's too much. Now, as you know, we've been miking up our other coaches and whatnot, and they've been a joy to listen to. But Brett Little is so intense. You know, he's a little peeved at the state with the whole duels thing on Wednesday, but he's so intense. But he had some really nice comments. In fact, I'm going to cue his family right now. His family back home listening to this broadcast since Wednesday, and his little boy, I think it's his little boy, and he's going to give a shout-out to his little boy on the radio. So if Scott's ready to roll that back down in the truck, go ahead, Scott, roll that.
Coach Brett Little with Eddyville Blakesburg. Coach, congratulations on making it this far. This is exciting both for the program and for the kids.
Yeah, very exciting. Pretty stressful right now. We're right in the middle of a team race still. If we go 2-0 and Emmitsburg would go 0-2, we got a chance to get up into second. We need Wilton not to win any matches tonight, and we need Woodbury to lose at 126. And then we keep a trophy locked up one way or the other.
And I know that a lot of the fans are going to be back home hugging their radios, and I know we've got a lot of fans here, but are your wrestlers ready?
Very ready. My kids are ready every time they step on the mat.
We'll be mentally, they're good?
Mentally, we're fine. We'll be ready tonight.
Coach, congratulations. Thanks for giving us a good run here, too, because we've had a lot of fun following your program.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do. And I just want to tell my little boy at home that Daddy loves you. I'll be home tomorrow.
He's listening?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Well, he just heard that. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
What a great interview. And hello to Coach Little's family back at Rocket Land, just down Highway 5 and across on 137. Boy, I'll tell you what, Joe, I'm getting the old goosebumps. I'm starting to do the sway back and forth up here in the broadcast booth. You can catch us on Ustream and get the get a look at where the sausage is made up here at the broadcast booth.
We're going to see those goosebumps.
Oh, buddy.
Hey, Jace, real quick, we want to mention, folks are wondering why do you are so egotistical that we have to look at you and not the mats. We have to pay for broadcast rights to broadcast the audio, but we're not allowed to broadcast any video. And I know there are folks back home maybe watching this on KCWI Channel 23, and we have people tell us every year, we turn down those crazy announcers and turn you guys up. So turn down the sound and turn up Thunder Country, and we'll be bringing it to you live here.
Well, we're just about ready to get set here at 106. And, Joe, we've got on the mat here in Class 1A on the blue mat over here on the left side. It's going to be Tanner Grinwald, 32-12, a freshman from Wilton, taking on Taylor Curtis of Underwood. That'll be a match all follow here at 1A, 106. On the center mat, 2A action, 106. Patrick Woods, 44-1 from West Delaware, Manchester, will take on Brock Rathbun of Centerpoint Urbana, who had another great season, 41-2.
That's my favorite because Brock Rathbun has got a name that is the same as my favorite body of water in the whole wide world, and that's Lake Rathbun. So let's go Brock Rathbun from Centerpoint Urbana in Class 2A, 106 pounds.
Over and on the other mat at 3A at 106, Jacob Swarm, 23-1, just a sophomore from Bettendorf. And Henry Pullmeyer from Johnston at 36-5 will be his opponent on the 3A mat. We will bring you each of these matches as simultaneously as possible for these two broadcasters. This broadcast being brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery of Albia. If you are a archery enthusiast, if you love to hunt, you've got to get to Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. It is a hidden jewel on the southeast side of the Albia Square. You can go in there and pick out a great bow. They'll set you up. And in doing that, you can go out and actually try it out inside. All this inclement weather that may be coming this later this week, you can go out and try out a new bow there at Bluff Creek Archery. Edward Jones and Albia, Dewey Motor Company, and Joe Millage's Mike will be brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home. You can pre-plan now, easier than you think. And we want to thank all of our great sponsors, including Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home in Albia, locally owned and operated. Thanks so much to all of these great sponsors, and we're going to get to all of them. But right now, we are just seconds away, as you can hear the PA system announce.
Tanner Grinwald from Wilton is quite a story, folks. He has 12 losses on the season, but he's won three in a row here in Class 1A, 106 pounds. The talented freshman is bound to be back here at Wells Fargo Arena again in the future. But with 12 losses on the season, he's here tonight competing for the championship.
We are underway here at the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships. I've got 1A match. Tanner Grinwald of Wilton goes in for a deep leg. Countered by Curtis. Now Curtis in on a deep leg, and he's got the cradle in. And Curtis with a takedown right out of the gate here for Underwood in 1A action.
We've got Brock Rathbun from Centerpoint Urbana. He is 41-2 on the year. Rathbun from Centerpoint Urbana gets an early stalemate call, and we will get back on our feet with 1:30 to go. Class 2A, Brock Rathbun scoreless with Patrick Woods from West Delaware, Manchester. Class 2A, 106-pound championship match on the center mat.
Henry Pullmeyer of Johnson out in front here. 2-0 the score over Jacob Swarm. 23-1 is Swarm from Bettendorf in our 3A action. It's 1A, 2A, and 3A from the right to the left on your FM receiver. 3A on the right. Right in the middle is is the 2A mat, and over here on your left channel is the 1A mat. Tanner Grinwald and Taylor Curtis just underway, and Curtis out in front, 2-0 over Grinwald.
Similar score here in Class 1A. It is Patrick Woods. He gets the opening takedown in Class 2A, 106 pounds. He leads Brock Rathbun from center point Urbana, 2-0, Class 2A, 106-pounder. Also, at 106 pounds, if you're interested, Bettendorf's Jacob Swarm has gone down by a takedown to Henry Pohlmeyer from Johnston. 2-0, that score there in the first period as well.
A double chicken wing put in over on the 1A mat. Grinwald in trouble over there, or Curtis in trouble over there, as Grinwald had gone out there and looked like he was going to get the chicken wing in.
Also, Class 2A action. Patrick Woods with the 2-0 lead, covering his opponent, Brock Rathbun from center point Urbana, trying to work it. Reverse half Nelson, and we have a pin, folks. We have a pin at Class 3A. It is Henry Pohlmeyer from Johnston with the pin. Excuse me. I was reading right to left instead of left to right, and that pin was for Taylor Curtis from Underwood. He gets the pin over Tanner Green from Wilton. That was a Class 1A pin here at Wells Fargo Arena.
I'll tell you, we are helped a little bit by track wrestling, which is the what
these, I was wrong. It was 3A.
It was 3A, yeah.
It was 3A.
They have...
It was 3A.
They've laid these mats out incorrectly on our screens of who they're bringing out to, in what order.
Well, we did a great job, folks, keeping track of 8 mats at a time all week long, and didn't have good enough binoculars to keep track of 3 mats. But congratulations, 3A Johnston gets the job done. And we have got Tanner Grinwald from...
Over here on the match of Johnston's, Taylor Curtis of Underwood out in front, 2-0 over Tanner Grinwald in 1A action. It is Swarm from Bettendorf trailing Johnston's Pohlmeyer, 2-0. That's just underway second period. Taylor Curtis in 1A action over Tanner Grinwald. 1 minute to go in that contest in the second period. And County, he's out in front, 2-0. Curtis out in front, 2-0 in 1A action over Grinwald of Wilton. Still riding tough. Going to go back over now to the 3A action.
Now, Henry Pohlmeyer, he has got a 4-point lead over his Bettendorf opponent, Jacob Swarm, and that is 3A right there, Jason, on our left. So 3A on our left. We've got... looks like 2A in the center for this particular weight class. 106 pounders are on the mat going after it.
3A is on the blue mat.
2A is done. That's 1A in the center.
Yeah, they laid these out incorrectly for us.
They mixed them up for us,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, that's crazy. But Taylor Curtis right now of Underwood out in front on 1A action over Tanner Grinwald, 4-0 the score of Wilton. That's in 1A action.
That is absolutely right. Class 3A action, folks, 106 pounds. We've got Henry Pohlmeyer from Johnson with a 4-0 lead over Jacob Schwarm from Bettendorf.
And I'm gonna give you guys one more chance before I have to come up there.
Well, let's hear it, Joe Mill.
You come on up here, buddy. Right. Bring your binoculars and your...
While you guys are calling that match, we just want to remind folks our Facebook page, KIIC Radio, and also our new Thunderbolt app, the brand new app we just unveiled this week. It's free of charge. Go out and download the Thunderbolt app. And Jason, a little bit later, maybe you can talk about that shout out tab when you get a break in the action. Back up to you guys.
And I'll tell you something else, folks. Right now, we may be a little bit confused about the Class 1A and the Class 3A and the Class 2A.
We'll get it right when it matters.
But when it counts to the wrestlers that you love, that you know, we got our eyeballs on them. We know who they are. We know what they look like. We love them just as much as you do. That's why we're here bringing it to you on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICRadio.com.
We really do rely on track wrestling for the particular mat. When you have these championship matches, the wrestlers will change into their championship singlets, and oftentimes they don't necessarily resemble the trueness of the school colors. They'll be decorative and a little bit hard to distinguish. So when they don't have it laid out right, Joe, it can be a real challenge up here from the broadcast.
We even had there must have been a great effort by the Pleasant Valley squad with breast cancer awareness, because they came out today in their championship jerseys for today only during the medal matches. The matches pink. Today, they wore pink.
Yeah.
They wore pink, and they sure stood out, but we weren't used to a pink singlet on a wrestler the Iowa High School Championships.
We're down to the final 36 seconds and counting. Taylor Curtis of Underwood in 1A action out in front, 4-0 over Tanner Grinwald of Wilton. 4-0 the score here as we approach the final 18 seconds. And Curtis holding on tight, riding out to Grinwald here in a 106 action. Again, we will do all the weight classes simultaneously on three mats, and they will not start another match at another weight class until these mats are cleared and a TV timeout. There's the escape as the time expires. Taylor Curtis gets a win over Tanner Grinwald. Curtis is your champion in 1A action at 106. And over to 4A action is Henry Pohlmeier now out in front, 6-0, 1 minute to go. Pohlmeier of Johnson over Swarm of Bettendorf, 6-0, under a minute to go there. And I'll tell you what, Pohlmeier is in there riding really, really hard.
Well, Pohlmeier's got a 36-5 record on the year. He's a sophomore. He's going up against another sophomore, Jacob Swarm from Bettendorf, 23-1 on the season. And you got to wonder about Jacob Swarm with only 24 matches this year. Maybe he started the season injured or something there, but a couple of real talent wrestlers there in Class 3A on the mat, 6-0, and Pohlmeier is on top for Johnston. He's just a few miles down the road from his home, and Johnston, Class 3A, has been a powerhouse in the past, and they've got a lot of bright things going their way in the future, including Henry Pohlmeier, the sophomore, wrestling for the championship, in control of this match.
Just to give you guys an idea of what it's like down here in the tunnel is very thin right now,
and
essentially, the coaches are really tightly controlling when their player comes out, what they see, how long they're waiting in the tunnel. And so a little bit different atmosphere down here tonight, guys, than what we've seen in the tunnel. And we'll kind of let you know when we
You're going to hear a nice big cheer here, Joe, as the Johnston wrestler, Pohlmeier, gets to win 6-1, the final over Jacob Swarm. And that will conclude the 106 matches. And we're going to go right into 113. We'll wait and see if they go to the TV timeout. As you notice, hey, Joe, you may have recognized this, Joe Millage. They have the wrestlers in the far west or east corner of the arena, and on the far west side, the cheerleaders. They kind of separate those, and you'll see just like the wrestlers are released from the gate, so are the cheerleaders simultaneously.
Well, here's this break that we were talking about earlier, and we've got our Class 2A 113-pounders out right now, and look at Zach Less from West Delaware, folks. If you have a chance to glance at a TV while you listen on 96.7 KIIC or on the live stream on KIICradio.com.
Looking out for these guys.
Zach Less from West Delaware, Manchester. He has got a wild singlet on.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back here to 113 we go. 106 is in the books. The champions are crowned. We're moving on to 113 when we come back to your exclusive coverage of the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships. I'm your sports leader, KIIC.
Go-Go Gadget this and Go-Go Gadget that. It's inspection time here at Barker Implement. That's right. February temperatures will be very telling, but mostly they tell you to come in from the cold and let the John Deere certified team of technicians take care of your baler, planter, and skid steer inspections. With free pickup and delivery on balers and skid steers. Learn more about John Deere special services at ebarkers.com or by visiting any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by Green, driven by value.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
And now, from the Community First Credit Union Broadcast Suite at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, here's Jason and Joe.
113 we go, 106 is in the book. The champions have been crowned. We're now at 113 on 1A action. Jack Walker of Wapello will take on Hunter Washburn of Albernett.
That's on the center, Matt.
And in 2A action, Zach Less, 41-2 from West Delaware, Manchester, taking on Fletcher Green of Washington, 35-5, the junior Green from Washington.
That match just underway. There was a takedown by Washington's wrestler there, and he gets the opening score, and an escape for his opponent makes the score 2-1.
Kaz Ono will take on Clayton Eicher of West Des Moines Valley. Ono from Mason City, 42-3 is Ono. Eicher, 44-2 as a senior. Just underway here. Washburn out in front, 2-1 over Walker from Wapello.
And I think
make that 4-1 now. A takedown, and now Walker in real trouble as a Washburn has him on his back. Back points have been earned. And a pin for Washburn of Albernett over Jack Walker in 1A action. And that will be a champion crowned in 1A.
Great job there by Albernett to extend their lead. They are going to be the 2013 champions in Class 1A. And let's get this guy here that just rolled in here in this monkey suit mic'd up there, Jason Summers.
Hey, Coach Coach Cochran joining us. Coach, hey, buddy, you look sharp in a suit, and I can't wait to see you down there. We are so excited for you and your wrestler.
You got a haircut too, didn't you?
You're looking good.
Well, I got a haircut the other day, you know, shaved, got cleaned up. Just got getting things ready to roll, you know, as each of these matches progress on. It seems like the nerves pick up a little bit. But, you know, this is what it's all about right here. It really is. 1A, 2A, 3A, we got everybody in the state that loves the sport of wrestling here supporting their town and their wrestler. And we're going to hopefully try to find a way to take down Bettendorf tonight.
That is going to be a ton of fun watching that Carson Van Velser matchup at 138 pounds. And you brought your better half tonight, Coach Cochran. Stacy, it's great to have you here. Are you excited, nervous, or what are you?
I'm all. I'm excited, nervous, just ready to get this going.
That is absolutely awesome. Truer words were never spoken. And Coach Cochran, you've prepared real hard. Carson, how's he feeling tonight? Everybody in Southern Iowa can't wait for that match.
You know, everybody says, well, do you have him ready? What have you done? And we haven't done anything differently. You know, we go through the motions, and I'm kind of a karma guy, so we go to the same spot that we are in the locker room. He goes to the same warm-up spot, and I let him do his thing and let him get mentally ready. You know, I wish I could control more of it, but I can't. I mean, it's 100% up to him. But I feel like us as a coaching staff, we just have to make sure he is prepared. And when he stays loose and relaxed and just joking around, then we know that's where he's at. And so far, that's where he's been. So far.
That's absolutely awesome. Catch up here on the Class 2A action. Fletcher Green has a 4-1 lead. Going to the second period, he leads 4-1 over Zach Less from West Delaware, Manchester. And
Clayton Eicher over here on the 3 action of West Des Moines Valley. He's got a 1-0 lead over Kaz Ono as Eicher started the down position to begin that second period and got the escape. But we're talking with the head coach of the championship bout coming up here a little bit. Coach, you look sharp. Your wife's with you. Can we ask her a couple of questions as well? We're going to ask Stacy here. Stacy, I know that every night he comes back to greet you, and I know he's got to be a ball of nerves. He's tight up here. He looks real cool and collected, but I know how much he cares about his wrestlers. I know how much he cares and wants his wrestler to win tonight. You know, what do you help him do to get through these moments? Because I know he's more tense than what he's showing right now.
He is. I just try to keep him kind of calm, cool. I kind of stay out of his way and just I'm there for him if he needs anything, and iron his shirt, make him look good, so he's all ready to go.
Well,
so.
My wife says you both look great, and she's excited for both of you, and she's texting, and I took a picture. It's on Facebook right now, so everyone knows how good you look in the suit, Coach.
Okay, well, good, and it just feels good to be able to put this thing on. And, you know, with Stacy, I mean, I don't know. She tells me I got more patience than anything, and that's what it does. You got to have a lot of patience in here, or you call it nerves of steel. I don't know. But right now, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty relaxed, and But I guarantee you for the 6 to 8, 10 minutes, whatever that match is going to last, I will not. I mean, I'll be out of control.
Hey, and another thing, folks, listening at home, listening in Ottumwa, Bulldog Country, Coach Kevin Cochran told his wife, pack my suit when he left on Wednesday to come up to Wells Fargo Arena. Pack my suit. He knew he was going to have a chance to watch his wrestler, Karsten Van Velser, compete for the championship tonight. And Coach Cochran, good luck to you. Good luck to Karsten. And like Dan Gable said, only one guy's hand is going to get raised, but they'll both be winners.
Van Velser is a champion already. You talked about his journey, and he is already a champion. We just want him to get the gold to go with it.
And he's going to get it. We're going to find a way to get it. We just got to go wrestle hard for 6 minutes, keep our feet moving. And, you know, if you do that and you wrestle hard for 6 minutes, the score is going to take care of itself. And I just hope that we score at least one more point.
Okay, guys, Shadow's in the tunnel.
All
his,
right.
Jacket's
congratulations, buddy. We're Shadow's so proud of you, so happy for you. Shadow Leshin will be coming out. Jay Mill, you got a good look at Shadow Leshin. What's the temperament, the facial structure of Shadow Leshin right now?
He looks fine. I think the coaches are a little more nervous. They've got these nice suits, but they've all got wet stains underneath the armpits. So it is nice to see all these coaches up in suits tonight, and I'm sure Men's Warehouse did a fine bit of business this week. But Shadow's got the Beat headsets on. He's in the tunnel. He's just pacing back and forth. And he's got his coaching staff here, so he's next up.
All right, final 1 minute in both of these matches here. Clayton Eicher and Kaz Ohno in 3A action. They're tied up at one, and that is 49 seconds away from being a final there unless we go to overtime. Fletcher Green with a nice big lead here for Washington, a Southern Iowa guy, out in front 6-2 over Zach Less of West Delaware Manchester. That 2A action.
I got to say, folks, that Zach Less probably would not be behind by 4 points with a minute and 25 seconds to go if he had a little bit less weird singlet on. But Zach Less from West Delaware Manchester has come out here with some kind of a digital print singlet.
Oh, man, it's,
and
it's
he
wild.
Is looking wild out here on the mat, and he's trailing by 4 points. Fletcher Green from Washington on top of that one, 6-2 with exactly 1 minute to go.
I'm going to take this matchup right here. Clayton Eicher and Kaz Ohno. They're tied at one. Final 10 seconds. A rally going to take place right here. Here's a mad scramble. Ohno dropped to his knee to take a shot. Nothing there. Now it's Eicher in on a shot. He's got a deep double leg. Steps through but can't get his head over. No. And we're going to go to sudden victory here. So many times over these last 3 days, we have been to sudden victory. And we're going to do it right here on this championship match at 113 here in 3A action. Eicher and Ohno will meet at the middle of the mat. Ohno grabs onto Eicher. Both of them reaching out, trying to find their spot.
And a great job there by Kaz Ohno from Mason City, fighting off a real deep shot there by Eicher to end that regulation frame.
Eicher drops down. He's on the mat now. Gets back up. Ohno from Mason City, 42-3. These guys are tied at one here. 35 seconds to go into this sudden victory. And you've got a tight one over there as well. A little bit of separation there. But here's a shot, a deep shot in there, an elevation. Up as Ohno has a single leg in on Eicher. A good wizard put out there by
I like Ono's chances right here with 15 seconds to go. If Ohno can get out,
he
will be your champion.
Got the head. Class 3A, step over. And Eicher.
He's just got to get behind.
In trouble.
Great
Ohno
job there by Eicher.
Ohno gets a one leg over. 1 second and no. Boy, the coaches were calling for the takedown, but not to be given. We're going to go to overtime, two overtimes, where each player will get the our wrestler will get the opportunity to start in the down position.
What a great championship we have going down here at 113 pounds, Class 3A. This 2013 match, Class 3A. Eicher from Valley of West Des Moines. He has absolutely been a stalwart, aggressive wrestler, and Ohno has an answer for everything that he does, and it was absolutely awesome. Hey, our Washington wrestler is the champion at Class 2A.
Congratulations.
He takes care of Manchester, West Delaware. And, congratulations.
Here we go, there. Overtime. And the first overtime here is Clayton Eicher starting the down
right
position. Gets the escape.
Shadow's
he's out front,
out.
2-1. Shadow Leshin will be coming out. I can see him walking out of the tunnel right now. But right here we are at 3A action at 113 for the championship into overtime, second overtime. Here's a drop and elevation by Eicher in on a single leg, a sprawl out, and now a counter by Ohno. Eicher trying to get the takedown, trying to work his way around. It's Ohno now separating, and Ono got the escape there to begin that first overtime. He has a lead.
It's a 2-1 lead for Kaz Ono from Mason City. Those of us.
Right now, check that. It's Iker. Yes, it's Ono here.
Ono on top of. Or excuse me.
Ono on top of Iker.
It's Ono on top of Iker.
Now they've
got it wrong on
the internet.
Ono is on top. The internet has got it wrong, but Kaz Ono leads this match 2-1.
I got to tell you, I'm not so sure that the scoreboard doesn't have it wrong.
Well, here it is.
I can see right now the red band is on Iker, and Iker is now writing out Ono. And I believe it's Iker that's got the lead. As track wrestling indicates, the scoreboard does not. And I believe that is Iker from Valley of West Des Moines. You can see it on a singlet.
Yeah, Iker he's got his hands raised in triumph. It's
that was
Iker,
crazy.
113-pounder from Valley of West Des Moines, hometown of Owen Haberman, assistant football coach for the Albia Blue Demon Squad, his alma mater, champions
right.
at 113.
106-13 are in the book. We're going to 120. Shadow Leshen will take the mat here just momentarily. Let's get a real quick timeout. Come right back here. You're listening to Exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's.
This is live state wrestling coverage on Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Fletcher Green from Washington, who just got the championship at 113 there, is a former teacher at Eddieville Blakeford Fremont, Robin Fletcher's nephew, and he has ties to Southern Iowa, and that was a nice win for him. Shadow Leshen is out to roam in the mat. He is ready to go. And
he's got his T-shirt on.
He's got his beats on. He is zoned in and ready to go.
He's stalking the circle, folks. I call that stalking the circle. When you are getting ready for your match, you just walk around that outside perimeter of the mat, stalk that circle, and Shadow Leshen is doing that right now. He's got his headset on. He's listening to his music, getting ready to wrestle his match. Nobody in the state of Iowa can stop the Shadow Leshen when he's aggressive
and the attacker. And Coach talked about that at the conclusion of our session earlier today. He talked about what it would take for Shadow to be successful and the thing that they really wanted to work on from last year, and that is Shadow being Shadow, and where Shadow is best is when he's aggressive. Let's hear from our listener. Send us out a text. Watching from Knoxville, Logan Cadell listening in, watching and listening. Send us a text, 641-931-0963. Later tonight, we will have a giveaway. Going to have an autographed 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling program signed by the wrestlers. We'll give that away later on. So I want to make sure you get this text number locked in, 641-931-0963. 641-931-0963. Say hello back in Albion. My wife, Scarlett, putting the pictures on the Facebook. And Joe Millage able to get a nice shot of Shadow as he came out of the tunnel. And those will be on Facebook. And you can follow all the action via Facebook as well. So we'll keep you updated there, as well as the Twitter and our new Thunderbolt app that you can get downloaded for free. And, Joe, you talked about the new shout-out option on that app. It is absolutely amazing, the number of things that are available with that new app. But, folks, truly at the bottom of the new app, download the new one. It's a Thunderbolt app. When you download it, you'll notice when you pull it open that you'll have a bunch of icons that you'll be able to to thumb through. One of the icons looks like a little megaphone. On that megaphone, the icon, you push it, and you actually can go and record a shout-out and send it back to the station, and then we'll have it in our bank, and we can use that for a broadcast, which I think is going to be great for shouts to athletes, but also maybe in the future for news updates.
Got a shout a little bit ago from my wife, Allison. Her and her dog, Bart, are saying, "Go, Shadow." And Joni Murphy says, "Go, Shadow." And I'm not going to lie to you, I have got a knot in my stomach right now, folks, waiting for Shadow Leshen to get on that mat and do what he does. And I'm loving it, thinking about the single legs, the double legs, and the aggressiveness that Shadow Leshen brings to this match. And that Spirit Lake kid is going to see it in a little bit.
Absolutely. I want to say hi to Steve Krall, who is riding home from the Beef Expo. Hello, Steve. Glad to have you along. Go get him, Shadow. Bring it home for Albia. Patty Chance texting in. Good luck to Shadow from the Dysons. Mary Pat Sinclair listening in from St. Louis. Let's go, Shadow. Love Mary Pat. And Chelsea Bachman checking in.
We have Coach's mic on.
Yeah, let's see here. We'll get Coach mic'd up. I hear a little background noise here. Oh, yeah. He's zipped up and ready to go. Look at him. He looks darn sharp in that suit here.
Hey. Three tonight. Third one tonight, brother. Third one tonight.
I love it, Joe. Jay Bill, you set us up some nice technology, buddy.
Nobody at the Wells Fargo Arena has more than KIIC, man. This live stream on KIICradio.com is probably going to go viral.
Not with a virus, viral.
Viral.
Mike Ogle checking in. Go Shadow from Ballad Country. Listening from Madison, Wisconsin. Thank for the great coverage. Checking in from Japan is Angie Leshen. Or Angie Sinnott, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Listening from Fort Lee, Virginia. Let's go Shadow. Bring it home, Shadow from the hills.
Shadow Leshen looks like he's got a good sweat worked up. He's talking to his uncle Nick Pickrell down there. Nick Pickrell, very familiar with this situation down here on the floor of the Wells Fargo Arena. He's been at the championship more than once.
Too many goosebumps going right now. The texts keep coming in as Southern Iowa is sending out their best regards to Shadow Leshen. And we also have on the mat in 3A action.
Jafredi from Indianola is out there at a class 3A 120 pounders. And we'll bring that match to Indianola.
We'll grab some highlights from that match. But we are fixed and focused on the Shadow.
The Shadow. Shadow Leshen. He takes the mat, gets rid of his music, puts his headgear on, sheds his T-shirt, and has a word with Nick Pickrell, assistant coach for the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Squad.
He's going to the
coach
right
Dave
corner.
Dave Winger
Shadow
gives his Lesson's input.
Match. Shadow Leshen's match. Okay, buddy, let's do it.
Now you heard that right there. That was Coach Winger mic'd up. He'll be right beside Nick Pickrell, Shadow's uncle. And here we go, folks.
Shadow Leshen's match. Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
I love it. You know, Coach Winger is such an outstanding coach. He is the CEO of Albia Wrestling. Sitting next to him is the technician of Albia Wrestling, and that is Nick Pickrell.
Here we go, folks. Off the whistle. Shadow Leshen tied up. Doug Miner. He is your 120-pound finalist from Spirit Lake Park. Shadow Leshen for Albia Blue Demons on their feet. Just underway here. Class 2A 120-pound championship action from the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling
Championship. There's a shot by Leshen.
Double leg.
Elevate.
And out of bounds.
I really like that, though. Shadow changed elevations really quick. He went from that upper elevation to lower elevation so quickly, Miner wasn't expecting it. 25 seconds in is Shadow Leshen.
Ankle here at pick attempt there by Miner.
Get it.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Food bringing you this broadcast along with Lathrop Construction and People State Bank.
Shadow Leshen on his feet. His opponent, Doug Miner from Spirit Lake Park, also pummeling near the center circle of this 120-pound championship mat. It is Shadow Leshen, 0. Doug Miner, 0. 1 minute, 10 seconds remains in the first period at 120 pounds, class 2A championship action.
Boy.
Shadow Leshen, very low center of gravity.
You can see the Shadow is really intent here. He looks like a different wrestler than the previous matches. He was good earlier, but he sure looks like he's more on his offensive game right here in this first minute of the opening period.
Little fake shot in there by Miner. Counter by Shadow. Shadow, he's in there now. He's got the double leg. Shadow Leg's got the double leg hooked up. And he dumps his opponent.
Get the head out. He'll have the takedown.
Miner's on his butt. Shadow Leshen out of bounds now. And no score.
Keep working.
Boy, that was a nice hit, though. Shadow, the aggressor. This is where he's at his best.
If I were Doug Miner, I would be scared right now because Shadow Leshen has been able to outquick him.
He is fixed in, Joe, and that's where he's needed to be, and he's finally found it here in this championship match. Shadow at 50% is better than 120% of most people. Here's another single leg drop there by Leshen.
Circle out.
Shadow trying to get the takedown here with 13 seconds to go in the opening period. 10 seconds and counting here. Leshen stays Shadow. like a lion on the prowl.
Shadow right at the center of the circle. He waits for the time to expire.
Awesome
and
job.
No
Good
score
job.
In the first period.
This second period going to be brought to you by Quality Ag, where quality says it all. Summers Insurance, First Iowa State Bank, and B&W Plumbing and Heating, along with our friends Dan and Pat Johnson back in Albia, and the best darn chicken tenders around from Hardee's of Albia here in this second period. Shadow will cover it to open up the second period.
And really all this action is brought to you by the customers of those great companies. As You're Shadow Leshen cuts his opponent to start the second period, it's a 1-0 lead now for
it's
Doug Miner
from
Spirit
it.
Lake Park. Miner on top, 1-0 with an escape in the first
open up your offense.
Seconds of the second period. 120-pound championship action. Shadow Leshen on his feet. He's against Doug Miner from Spirit Lake Park. 120-pounders are going after it here, folks. This is the 2013 championship round. We are live on Saturday night.
Giafredi and Kothi of Valley of West Des Moines. There is no score. Just underway second period.
Get it.
Leshen trying to
get that right foot.
Get the win here. The championship at 120. He's trailing here 1-0 after giving up the second period escape to Miner.
A couple times the Shadow Leshen has been aggressive. He's gotten in there deep. His opponent Miner has been able
there,
to
Jim.
Get off of the mat
hang out on
in and out of bounds.
Day.
Fashion, and you hear Coach Wenger talking to the official, calling him by name. He knows who he is. There's a shot by Miner. A sprawl by Shadow. Shadow gets a
great sprawl there by Shadow Leshen.
You can get it.
He really seems quick here. The deep double leg shot by Leshen. A sprawl out by Miner.
Just a little bit far there for Shadow. He shot from about 2 foot far away. He could have set that up just a little bit better.
Good.
And now we got separation with 37 seconds to go in the second period.
You can get that.
Shadow Leshen trailing 1-0 on his feet against his opponent, Doug Miner from Spirit Lake Park.
Nick Pickrell got up out of his seat, lean forward, give a little instruction to Shadow. You can hear that in the background. Leshen with 23 seconds to go. Here's a double leg shot there by Miner. Sprawl out by Leshen. The stand up. Now they'll reset.
Well, I see right now that the only way Miner is going to get ahead of Shadow Leshen here is for Shadow to make a mistake. And Shadow right now has wrestled flawless wrestling.
See, here's an ankle pick 5 seconds ago. Leshen on an ankle pick, gets a single leg. I don't know if he's going to have time to get that head and step across, and he will not as we go to the third and final period. This third period brought to you by Kness Manufacturing, Benton Place Apartments, Farm Bureau, Belzer Equipment, Community First Credit Union, Tight Machinery, Monroe County Hospital, Hy-Vee of Albia, and Sheraton Valley REC.
Here we go. Shadow Leshen on his feet to start the third period. He trails 1-0. He chose the neutral position here to start this third period. He trails 1-0 at 120 pounds. Championship action, Class 2A. The Albia standout, Shadow Leshen, on his feet against Doug Miner from Spirit Lake Park. Miner, a two-time state champion. Everybody expects him to get his third. Shadow Leshen on his feet.
Quick
trailing
finish.
By 1 point.
Quick
135
finish.
To go in the match. Shadow Leshen ties up with Miner at the center of the mat. Let's go, Shadow.
Shadow Leshen trying to get the win here for the Blue Demons. Their first, their second school history championship here. Shadow Leshen with the 120 to go in the third period. Takes a shot. Miner backs away now. Shadow in on a single leg. He'll have to get out of this. He got a little deep. Now a drop down. Keep the elevation. Shadow so strong, Joe, that Miner not really able to overcome him.
Well, Miner got a good underhook there on a shot by Shadow. Shadow's just a little bit long on that shot.
1 minute
shot
of your life
bit.
Here. 1 minute of your life here. Let's go.
Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home, Bluff Creek Archery, Edward Jones, Dewey Motor Company, and Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. The final minute of this third period.
Get your space. You got to get space. He's holding on. Get your
Shadow West,
Jefferson County.
Trails by one. 45 ticks on the clock remaining here at Class 2A.
120-pound
action. Shadow Leshen on his feet. Looking for a shot. Looking for a shot.
37 seconds here. Shadow Leshen is going to have to make a quick shot here. Boy, you know, I think.
Get out of the tie.
Now he's going to get the separation. Get the instructions.
25.
There's a shot there. Back away by Miner.
20.
You can hear the coaches giving the instruction.
There's Shadow Leshen now in on a single leg. He
15 seconds
gets separation. Now a shuck down by Shadow Leshen. He's working hard, folks.
Shadow.
With 11 seconds to go.
Come on, Shadow.
He tries, but with 9 seconds to go, Shadow Leshen needs to get in
there. Shot. He's got five.
There it is.
Four.
There it is. Oh,
on,
and
Shadow.
Time runs out on Shadow Leshen. He goes down by the score of 1-0.
Shadow Leshen, for the second straight season, will finish runner-up at state. And I know he's not real happy with the outcome here, but what an amazing season. Shadow Leshen, little Atlas, walks off the mat there, and oh my goodness, the emotion I went through there, listening to Coach bring that excitement as he hands the mic back off,
folks,
to
no shame there for Shadow Leshen. No shame for Shadow Leshen. He is your 2013 runner-up at Class 2A, 120 pounds, but a great match there by Miner. He is a three-time state champion now. He wins by the score of 1-0. Shadow Leshen didn't have an answer for him in the third period, and could have been some stalling called there. Miner did a great job, though.
Yes, he
circled, did what he had to do. Don't take anything away from Doug Miner. He is the state champion at Class 2A, 120 pounds. We have our own champion, and that is Shadow Leshen. He is the runner-up in the runway, but he's a champion in our hearts.
Giaffredi over here in 3A action now, trailing 4-0 to West Des Moines Valley's Cothey.
Yeah, that'd be the second state champion for Valley in three weight classes. So,
here is a reversal there. And again, with 1 second left, that it will not be enough for Giaffredi. And Jake Cothey of Valley will get the win in 3A action. And,
also, a great match in Class 1A. Carter Happel from Lisbon was a sudden victory champion. He beat Brady Rubin from Wilton, and that was an overtime win. And congratulations to Carter Happel.
Well, we're going to move now from 120 to 126, and in a few minutes, Rocket Nation, it'll be your turn as Blake Maroff and Jason Crosby at 132 and 138 will come up here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a timeout. Come right back here. You're listening to exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships on your Sports Leader KIIC.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. This week, family packs of Angus ground beef are on sale for just $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice family packs of lean and meaty country-style pork ribs are $1.69 per pound. Dubuque family packs of fresh smoked pork chops are $2.99 per pound. That's at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned, and that's the key.
serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first. Community First Credit Union.
And now, from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, here's Jason and Joe.
We're through 120, moving on to 126. We just witnessed a heartbreaker right there. If you're an Albion fan, and Joe Sinclair and I live and breathe Blue Demon Wrestling and Southern Iowa athletes, and we're going to go through the same tide of emotion when we get to Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont as well. But it's so tough when you follow these kids, you love the kids. And not just follow them. Well, they're in our homes. They're spending time with us during the summer, your family. And we all love Shadow. And to see that, it really does touch your heart.
Hey, folks, I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody listening on 96.7 and KIICradio.com, I'm going to cry about that match. That is a tough one to lose. 1-0 is a heartbreaker. And Shadow Leshen is a champion
in our hearts.
He is a champion in our hearts. Like Dan Gable said last year, everybody does everything right. Only one kid gets his hand raised, but they're both winners. Shadow Leshen is a winner. Shadow's a winner.
He will live that for the rest of his life, that 1-0. He'll have redemption. He'll have another shot next year, and he will be back here. It was 1-0 last year, but we're going to go down real quick. I want to hear from Joe Millage. Joe, you were right there, right next to the mat with the coaches. We could hear the coaches over the air, but you were a part of that emotion.
Yeah, you know, just even before the match started, Shadow was real loose. He was smiling to Coach Pickerel. He was smiling back and forth to Coach Winger. I thought he really felt like he had this. And, you know, to come down to the end, and of course, coaches, you heard the coaches yelling at him, minute of your life, when there was a minute left. And there was 36 seconds on the clock, and Coach Winger said 30. I mean, he was trying to put a little buffer in there. I tell you, I don't know what the folks back home saw on TV, what the fans back home saw, but if the cameras lingered, it's got to be one of the toughest things in your life that you'd ever witness. Is a guy that loses 1-0 for the second time in a row is the runner up. And
four stories up, Joe, and I can't take it. You know, Joe Sinclair and I are back out away from the camera because it's really that raw of emotion you go through. And but Shadow, you know, the coach said, wrestle the minute of your life. And, you know, Shadow's going to go back there, and he's probably right now going, well, what else could I do? And, I say to myself, I don't know if there's anything else that you can do, because I think he did wrestle the minute of his life.
I'll tell you a guy he can go talk to tomorrow that lives in Monroe County is Dan Sinnott.
Yep.
Dan Sinnott, son of Joe and Connie Sinnott, a great wrestling family there, Bob Sinnott's cousin. Dan Sinnott lived through that a couple times, including his senior year. Dan Sinnott was beaten. I think the guys that beat him had some ridiculous number of 7 state championships between them. And it happens. It's part of life. It's part of the fabric of the state of Iowa that Governor Branstad talked about when he initiated the LetsKeepWrestling.com movement. And Shadow Leshen is a champion in our hearts. And Shadow, we're proud of you. You are our favorite 120-pound wrestler in the whole state of Iowa.
And, you know, Shadow has already etched his place in Albion wrestling history. Shadow's a two-time runner-up here at state. He's got another year. But Shadow Leshen, Joe Millage, has already seared his place in history in Blue Demon Wrestling.
Yeah, we certainly wish the outcome was a little bit different, but you know, when we get a little bit of time separation here, this is going to be all right. It's going to be okay. You know, that kid had probably what 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 inches on Shadow, and I just think he had maybe a little bit better leverage there, and just didn't wrestle.
He was able to stay away further. Your point is well taken. He was taller and able to stay away. Shadow's game is when he's able to get into you, and he's so quick. And those inches you talk about, Joe, were really, you could see them demonstrably on the mat.
Well, Shadow was in there a couple times, real good and deep in the first period. Looked like he was going to get a takedown, and a great job by Miner to get out of bounds before Shadow scored. And he really never had a chance like that in the third period.
No.
Because Miner was doing such a good job circling.
And he would circle. He wasn't backing out. He would circle, and that's excellent wrestling. He was getting well coached in his corner as well. We're going to move now to 126, and we'll get these wrestlers listed out to you. But, folks, Rocket Nation, you have got two back-to-back matches coming up here at 132 and 138. Blake Maroff will be at 132, followed by Jason Crosby. And I don't know how much I can take of this, to be honest with you, because you spend a full year and seasons following these kids. These are big moments for them and for all of us here in Southern Iowa. So strap it up. Here we go. We're going to go to 126. And, Joe, let's give us a breakdown of what's going on in Class 3A.
We've got a great match at 3A. Dowling Catholic, West Des Moines, Jonathan Idy. He's 43-6 on the year. He goes up against Freddie Stroker from Bettendorf. Stroker, a heavy favorite. And Stroker with a black and gold singlet down there. Early takedown. It took him about 8 seconds to take down Jonathan Idy. So Stroker from Bettendorf on top of that one, 2-0.
Over in 1A action, Andrew Fouch takes an early 2-0 lead right in the middle of the red mat here. And he's got the tilt in. And,
that's a cradle. He's got a cradle.
Well, he does have that cradle in. Yeah, that'll be three more back points. He's got a lead now, 5-0 over Lane Nichols at Woodbury Central Mobile.
Kyle Springs is the Kyle White from Central Springs is the wrestler that represents the Class 2A 126-pound match against Max Thompson. Undefeated sophomore, 48-0 from Union LaPorte City. So Thompson a heavy favorite in that one, but hey, it's championship wrestling. Anything can happen, folks.
We are now at 126. You just heard Chad Alesian at 120, and Blake Maroff is coming up here at 132. But we're at 126 championship matches right here. 5-1 is Andrew Fouch over Elaine Nichols at Woodbury Central Mobile. Fouch from Underwood in 1A action, 126 out in front, 5-1, 53 seconds. Make that 7-1 now with another takedown. 7-1 in the first period, 48 ticks left on that first period clock.
Want to make sure we thank the First Iowa State Bank there with two locations in Albia and Eddyville. And got a text in from Lauren Pence, says the wrestling coverage has been fantastic on KIIC. Thank you, Lauren Pence, and we are broadcasting worldwide on KIICradio.com. Thanks for listening. Here we go, Class 2A. We've got a 2-0 score, excuse me, a 0-0 score. Nothing going on here in Class 2A, 126 pounds, as we count down through 30 seconds remaining. Andrew Fouch, a big lead, 7-1. He is the Class 1A wrestler from Underwood on top of Lane Nichols from Woodbury Central. And Freddie Stroker from Bettendorf, a heavy favorite in Class 3A, leads 2-0. That match there has 25 seconds left in the first period. Class 3A, 126-pound championship.
Oh, here's a tilt to put in there by Stroker. Stroker going to get some back points on Ede of Dowling.
Yeah, nice
back
job
there. Back points coming
by
in there. He'll release it, and he'll get those three back points awarded.
And he got that done in a very conservative fashion with not very much time left on the clock. Freddie Stroker showing why he's the number one ranked wrestler in Class 3A at 126
really,
pounds.
Really good. 43-1 and just a sophomore. Over on 1A, we have got a big contest there. 10-1 the score.
10-1 the score there. And I tell you what, just running away with it is Andrew Fouch from Underwood. He's got a
52 wins, Joe, no losses. That wowzer. We got a couple of guys looking for to be amongst the elite. The Ovation Cloud.
That Sorensen kid and Jake Marlin, they could go to four consecutive championships and join the hallowed halls of Iowa high school wrestling. I believe there's 21 of those right now, four-time state champions. And could be two more here when we get done.
I'd be shocked if we didn't get two more added to that list. Right now in Class 3A, it's Freddie Stroker of Bettendorf out in front now, 6-0.
Oh, Stroker in trouble a little bit here.
Oh, man. That
he
was really close.
He has got some guts. Folks, Freddie Stroker locked up a cradle and exposed his shoulders to the mat, had to roll all the way across his own shoulders to get a two-point near fall. And Freddie Stroker, I thought he was going to pin himself, but that kid has got some guts. He loves himself, and he got it done. He now leads. It was a 3-point near fall, 11-0.
101 to go in second period. It is all Stroker here in Class 3A. Over in Class 1A, it's another wide margin. There is Andrew Fouch of Underwood, a big 10-1 lead here. With 103 to go, second period. Let's go over to your side of the mat there in 2A.
Yeah, the 2A match is a little bit more conservative there. It's a 3-0 lead for Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City. He's on top of Kyle White from Central Springs. I tell you what, the White has got a great move on his feet, and he's trying to ride Max Thompson right now, but I've been watching him throughout this tournament, and he's a lot better on his feet than he is wrestling down, and I look to see something happen pretty good for Kyle White when he gets on his feet in the third period.
Over back into 3A action. is Freddie Stroker, 11-0 here. And Stroker, again, get the cradle in. He's got more back points coming. He's looking for a major decision or a technical fall here.
I think he's going to pin this kid right now.
One second. No, not going to get the pin.
Out of time.
He's going to move the score 14-0. Freddie Stroker out in front of Jonathan Eid of Dowling Catholic. And that is going to move to the third period, 14-0 Stroker of Bittendorf.
Folks, I want to talk a little bit about the class of the coaches. They are very class here at the championships. They've all got on suits and ties. A very classy set of individuals that are coaching these competitors here at the 2A, 3A, and 1A 2013 High School Wrestling Championships here at Wells Fargo Arena that we're bringing to you live on 96.7. Just a bunch of class individuals. They are class, and they're looking good.
Andrew Fouch out in front now, 10-1, just underway in the third period over Lane Nichols of Woodbury Central Mobile. Fouch from Underwood. We're at 1A action, 126, and minute 48 to go.
We're going to go to the third period in Class 2A at 126 pounds, and Kyle White from Central Springs rode his opponent, Max Thompson, from Union LaPorte City for the whole second period, and I think that's huge. If White can bust out of there, I mean, that kid's 52-1 on the season. He has been dynamic on his feet this whole tournament, and that's what propelled him to the championship. If he can get out of here, make the score 3-1, he should be able to keep his dominance on his feet going.
Dominance it was for Freddie Stroker. Stroker gets the tech fall, 16-0. Freddie Stroker from Bittendorf, the champion at 126, Class 3A.
Yeah, it shows you why that sophomore is so good. Freddie Stroker, a sophomore, dominating fashion. Tech fall in the championship. Congratulations, Bettendorf. Your very own Freddie Stoker is the 2013 champion, 126 pounds, Class 3A.
Moving right along in 1A action. It's a big lead for Andrew Fouch, 11-1 over Lane Nichols.
And then there's a little bit of a surprise. Kyle White from Central Springs unable to get loose from Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City. Thompson leading that match 3-0 right now. It is a 48-0 Max Thompson trying to get the state championship, but I really thought Kyle White from Central Springs would be able to get out of there and show what he's got on his feet. He has just been dynamic in this tournament on his feet. But they're out of bounds now in Class 2A, 126 pounds. The score is 3-0 in favor of Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City. We've got a one-sided match with 33 seconds to go in Class 1A, and that is the 52-0 senior Andrew Fouch trying to notch his belt, and there's a two-point takedown.
You get the stand-up, Joe. You're going to have a good one over there, buddy. It's going to come down just a takedown separating White and Thompson.
Oh, man, Thompson in deep on a double leg, though, and White with a good sprawl, but there's 47 seconds to go, and, folks, the best defense is a good offense, and that's something that Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City adheres to, because right when you thought Kyle White getting out with the 3-1 escape was going to be able to make something happen, Thompson shot right in there, and now we're out of bounds. So we'll come back to the center of the mat. It is Kyle White from Central Springs, Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City. They're on their feet, struggling for the takedown. If White gets it, he'll tie it up. If no score, Thompson will be your champion at 126 pounds. And they're out of bounds again with 20 seconds to go. And Kyle White, he's a senior. He's from Central Springs. He's up against Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City, an undefeated sophomore in Class 2A at 126 pounds. All right, we've got a champion at Class 1A. That's Andrew Fouch. And now we're going to settle the thing in 126 pounds Class 2A fashion with Kyle White on his feet against Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City.
And that was a nice contest there. That was the only contest that really was a contest here at 126. And 126 is in the book there. And who got that match there? Was it Max Thompson of Union LaPorte City?
Yeah, Max Thompson, he has a 49-0 record this season. He is the 2013 champion at 126 pounds in Class 2A.
All right, Rocket Nation. Your wrestler, number at 132, Blake Maroff. He's going to be walking out that tunnel any moment now as they clear the mats and get ready for our 132 contest. We'll take a timeout. Leffler Dirt Work, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Cinef Oxyservice, Eddyville Lumber, First Iowa State Bank, UGL, and Ajinomoto Heartland USA. You'll bring us that next match at 132. Blake Maroff looking for a championship for Rocket Nation when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena for the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Now, let's get back to a couple of guys from weight class 103 in the broadcast division. Here's Jason and Joe live in the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite from Wells Fargo Arena on Thunder Country.
126, we've been through 126, we've crowned champions. Shadow Leshen come up just one point. It was one escape by Miner that was all the scoring in that 120 championship that you heard here for Shadow Leshen. We are through 126 and we are moving right now to 132, and I look down there and Coach Little's talking with his outstanding 132 wrestler Blake Maroff in Rocket Nation. They're getting fixed in, they're ready to go. Jason Crosby will be coming up at 138, as well as Carson Van Velzer for Ottumwa at 138 as well. Shadow Leshen is standing on the platform right now. Jay Mill down there getting the picture. We'll get that on the Facebook here momentarily. My wife Scarlett Summers doing the great job of posting all this information onto Facebook. Scotty Fry, our executive producer, making sure everything flows together, folks, and we put him outside in basically what's an old pickup truck with a tin on the back of it.
Well, I got my binoculars out, folks, while Shadow Leshen had his photograph taken on the podium there. He's a good-looking young man. I tell you what, that son of a gun there, he could be a charmer, I'd say.
I know. he's gonna keep that charm in the wrestling room and not on the dance floor, if you know what I mean.
He stalks his way through the tunnel. He's not any happier about that result now than he was 20 minutes ago when it
it's
happened.
It's going to be a long time before he gets that one out of his system, and likely never. But right now, Blake Maroff looking to get a championship here at 126. And come on, Rocket Nation. I want to hear from you. Let's send those texts out right now, 641-931-0963.
And got to talk a little bit here about Blake Maroff from Eddyville, Blakesburg. He would be the favorite right now in class 1-832 pounds. His opponent, Logan Loftus from Marengo, has been beaten four times. Blake Maroff has an almost impeccable record of 42-1. And Loftus from Iowa Valley, Marengo, a very talented wrestler.
Very good.
But you get Loftus off of his feet, and he's not quite as good as Blake Maroff. Blake Maroff, a very good technician on his feet as well as on the bottom position.
Yeah, he's a well-rounded wrestler.
Yeah.
The thing I like about Maroff, he is mentally tough. He is one mentally tough kid, and watching him wrestle, he reminds me of Dakota Poe. He's a physical kind of wrestler. He is an aggressive, physical wrestler. He will make you feel the pain. And Blake Maroff, I'm looking forward to this one right here. Come on, Rocket
no
Nation.
No doubt about it.
Send me a text,
641-931-0963.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Jace.
Yes, Joe Mill, go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention I was down there. You're right. He's like a tiger out there on the mat. A couple things. The Leddington family, Lauren Leddington, they're listening in Chicago right now. Lauren, of course, a wrestler back in 05, I believe, for the Rocket Nation. He was working in Germany for Vermeer and had three-ton piece of equipment fall on him. And he's having some rehab right now and actually a very slow recovery, but we're hoping and praying for recovery. So I know he's been actually tuned to the radio all week this week, and we appreciate the Leddingtons
and tuning in, and I know that this one's going out for them. Hey, one other place that's got us on tonight, and that's Ford's Grill down in Eddyville.
Oh, buddy.
And you guys, I got to tell you real quick, we're still in TV time out here. They're looking to find the best burger in Iowa. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association is doing that.
Look.
And let's all root for Ford's Grill. Get out there to the Iowa Cattlemen's Association website. Vote for Ford's Grill. It's got the best cheeseburger in my book. All
right,
let's wrestle.
Hard to look right there. Just go down to Ford's Grill in Eddyville where you can your friends gather for good food and great times. Leffler Dirt Work. Give Chad a call, 641-226-2231. Cinef Auction Services, Eddyville Lumber. First Iowa State Bank, UGL, providing facility maintenance for Cargill, and Ajinomoto Heartland USA bringing this Blake Maroff match. And right now, Blake takes an ankle pick. Boy, he looks like he's on the prowl, doesn't he?
He really does look good right now, folks. Blake Maroff, 42-1 on the year. He is your standout 1-8, 132-pound wrestler going up against Logan Loftus from Iowa Valley Marengo. Loftus in the black and white.
Oh, there's a deep
singlet.
Shot.
A shot in there by Maroff, backed out now by Loftus. And Maroff with first shot of the match, 1 minute
another
and 30 seconds remains. And now the wrestlers are tied up at the center of the match. We're class 1A. We're focusing on 1A, 132-pounders. This is the championship, folks. Blake Maroff in now. He's got a good single leg in there. He's got his head on the inside. He's got a good single leg.
Good hip out there by Loftus. So.
Yep, he's got his head on the inside. And he backs out now, goes to an ankle pick,
wow,
and gets separation.
He's really quick here, Joe. Changing elevations like shadow, but a little bit longer. Well, I like the aggressiveness right out of the gate here by Maroff.
Blake Maroff with 57 seconds to go sizes up his opponent from Iowa Valley Marengo. That's Logan Loftus. The two wrestlers are on their feet at the center of the mat. Now they work over to the side of the mat. Backing out is Logan Loftus. Shot in there by Loftus now, and we're off the mat. And a shot back by Maroff. And with 34 seconds remaining in this first period, we go back to the center mat.
Still listening for you guys, to you guys from Daytona, doing an awesome job of announcing. Go Blake and Jason, bringing the gold home to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Go Rockets from Dakota. Wow, glad to have you along on such a long-distance connection here.
And there's an ankle pick by Blake Maroff.
Oh, he's in deep.
He gets a dump.
He's
and
got it.
Scores the takedown. Blake Maroff with a nifty little ankle pick. His left hand hooked the left ankle of his opponent, Logan Loftus, from Iowa Valley Marengo. He rolled him up into a ball and got the takedown with 20 seconds remaining in the first period.
Here,
and he's
going
to ride him out to take a 2-0 lead into the second period.
I like that aggressiveness, Joe. He was going for those ankle picks. He's so quick. He finally gets one, lands it, and now he has the lead going into the second period. Exactly what you want. Perfect timing to get that right at the end where you couldn't give up the escape, and he takes the 2-0 lead into the second period. And it's going to be Red's choice, and they defer.
Yeah, so, Blake Maroff takes down, so he could probably bust out of here anytime he wants. I really like Blake Maroff's well-rounded action. His opponent, Logan Loftus, is a very good wrestler on his feet, but I really like Blake Maroff as a well-rounded wrestler on his feet, on the bottom, and on the top.
Doing a good job of getting to his base, gets to his feet, trying to get the hands separated. He's going to have to sit down, trying to get those hands separated, and will get it out and get an escape. Now, no, he went right to the reversal. If he can hang on to that leg, he might be able to elevate it.
He hit a switch.
He hit a switch.
We got a re-switch by Loftus, and we're at the edge of the mat. We're either going to have a one-point escape or a two-point reversal for Blake Maroff as we go off the mat.
He's got Loftus in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, Loftus has lost control, and we're out of bounds. We got a one-point for Blake Maroff, and it was just a question of whether or not he was going to get one or going to get two. So 3-0 the lead for Blake Maroff now. Class 1A, 132-pound championship action. Blake Maroff from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont on top 3-zip.
This second period brought to you by Cinef Auction Services. Cinef Auction Services, we can do your auction at your location or ours.
There's a takedown now for Blake Maroff. He extends the lead to 5-zip. Look at a great move there by Loftus.
He's got to get off the edge of the mat here.
Hey, folks, that's a four-point move for Loftus. If he can drag Blake Maroff back onto the mat, he pins him.
Unbelievable.
Maroff
not even fathomable.
Maroff
not even fathomable.
Maroff got pinned, folks. He had taken his opponent down to take a 5-0 lead. There was a little bit of roly-poly going on there, and Logan Loftus, a serious underdog in Class 1A, 132 pounds, gets a reversal, puts Blake Maroff on his back and pins him in 2 minutes and 59 seconds of this 2-pound match.
My heart is pleased for that kid. You know, he was in control, had made the move, and really I think he just lost his balance a little bit, and that's how quickly when you're wrestling at this level things can change.
I can't believe it. Blake Maroff is the victim of the pin. Logan Loftus from Iowa Valley Marengo is your 2013 champion at Class 1A, 132 pounds.
I know people now are watching at home and listening at the same time. Those who are watching will see what we saw. Blake Maroff was in control. He was dominating the match. He had got the takedown, and I think he just lost his balance a little bit, and the great athleticism of Loftus was able to roll that over and turn it into a pin.
Well, you obviously have to give the credit to Loftus, but... tough break there for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and our heart goes out to Blake Maroff.
Look down there, and I see Coach Little, he's swaying back and forth in his seat. Coach Crosby down there with him. They're waiting for their next contest at 1:38. Jason Crosby will come out. I know that is just tearing their hearts apart.
Okay, we've got a couple other matches right now that we could watch. One of them is Colton McChrystal. He leads 6-0. He's the undefeated senior. He's trying to extend his record this year to 50-0 at Class 2A in 132 pounds. He's got a great opponent, though, with Cole Erickson from Mediapolis. And Erickson from Mediapolis hasn't been able to score yet, and that match has just gone through the end of the second period, so they'll go to the third period, Class 2A, 6-0 McChrystal from Sergeant Bluff Luton on top. At 130 pounds, Class 3A, it's Logan Ryan from Bettendorf in a real good match against Bryce Steyert from Waverly Shellrock. Steyert from Shell Rock is ahead 3-2 with a minute and 20 seconds to go.
I still trying to get my composure there. Jay Mill, you down there on the mic, buddy. No one could see that one coming.
No, but there again, we had a wrestler that was a little bit taller, had a height advantage, and same thing like what we saw in Shadow's case. I don't have wrestling technique, so I don't know if that amounts to anything, but it seemed like it might have played a role in this match as well. Coach Little pointed at somebody in the stands and said, I want somebody with him.
Yeah.
As he walked off the mat, and Coach Little stayed out there. I don't know if he thought that, it's going to be another 10 minutes before the next match.
They knew
that
Crosby was going to be coming out, and that's why Coach needed to make sure he was staying there for his next wrestler, Crosby.
It's a good 10, 12 minutes before the next, with TV timeouts, the medal rounds, it's going to be a while.
Well, J-Mill, Joe Sinclair here with this live broadcast on 96.7. I can tell you right now, Blake Maroff right now is in a Blake Maroff has got another year or two to wrestle. He's a very talented wrestler for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont squad. The kid that beat him just got lucky. He caught him in a move. Blake Maroff had just as good conditioning, technique, and it was just a little bit of bad luck.
The stronger athlete, the more aggressive athlete, everything was going his way, Joe. You're absolutely right. And sometimes in life, you draw a winning lottery ticket or you have the bad luck. And on that particular moment, it was simply bad luck. I think he lost his balance just momentarily. Loftus was able to capitalize on his talent.
It was so close to the edge of the mat. I wonder now as I would replay it in my mind if he didn't think that he was out of bounds and kind of relaxed a little bit, thinking that the match was going to be discontinued because of the circle at the edge of the mat. I don't know that. I don't think anybody will know that except for Blake Maroff when he wakes up and thinks about
it tomorrow. There will never be an answer for what just happened there. Blake Maroff, though, the answer that you have for Blake Maroff is he's one heck of a wrestler. He is as tough of a competitor as you're going to find.
And, the hell of it is, Jason, it's one thing to get to second and be happy with that, but these guys all came out here tonight thinking they were going to take home the...
Because they're champions, Joe.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. If you don't, you got to wait a whole year before you can prove it. And that's the way it is with a lot of sports, but you got to wait. That's a long time after a 6 or 5 minute match.
I'll tell you what, 2 years from now, Blake Maroff will be a senior, and we'll be talking
about
him.
A couple
of
championships in his book.
Wells Fargo or Waterloo or Fort Dodge or wherever it is that they decide to have the 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And Blake Maroff is going to be there for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets.
We're waiting for Jason Crosby to come out. Let's get everyone updated. Just one mat is left here on the mat.
We're going to have overtime, so that's going to add to the agony for Blake Maroff because we're counting down through the final 9 seconds in a 6-6 tie here at 132 pounds. Logan Ryan from Bettendorf tied up with Bryce Steert from Waverly Shell Rock. And we're going to go to extra innings here at 132 pounds, Class 3A.
Let's get you updated. It was Loftus getting the pin over Maroff at 1A action. In 2A, McChrystal gets the win, 11-0 decision there. And then over here, it is, of course, Logan Ryan out in front. Now actually tied up at 6, I'm sorry.
And McChrystal, an unblemished 15-0 season. That's pretty impressive for the Sergeant Bluff Luton senior.
Well, Jason Crosby was in that in the tunnel over there listening to what was happening here. And, you know, sometimes you wonder about the psychology of wrestlers. You know they feel each other's pain. You know they feel each other's moments. They can momentum has a funny way of carrying over itself. Jason Crosby, a tough-minded kid as well. Well-coached. My heart's still broken, man.
Okay, the second overtime period here. We've got a score now. It makes it 7-6. And that is Logan Ryan from Bettendorf with the one-point lead now over Bryce Steyert from Waverly Shell Rock. And we'll go to the third overtime period with that one-point lead for Ryan from Bettendorf. He will cover Bryce Steyert from Waverly Shell Rock, and we'll see if Steyert can get loose or if we're going to have a win in this third overtime period. So Steyert down, Ryan covering. It's Bettendorf on top, Waverly Shell Rock on the bottom. And, hey, we've got a little chance here for Steyert to get a reversal. But with 21 seconds to go, nice job there by Ryan, grabbing the ankle, trying to get to a stalemate fashion. And I think we're going to have a stalemate here with 14 seconds to go. Oh, man.
Oh, nearly a setback there.
Oh, Ryan did a great job. He's hanging on.
He's really hanging on.
And there should be a stall call right now, but they're not going to do it. They're not going to impose themselves on the match. And Logan Ryan from Bettendorf will be your champion in three overtimes. He wins 7-6 in Class 3A at 132 pounds over Bryce Steyert from Waverly Shell Rock. And, folks, that was a great match and a nice job by Logan Ryan hanging on to those ankles. I'm sure that everybody here from Waverly Shell Rock wishes that there would have been a stall call, and maybe he was stalling, but the official is not going to interject himself into the middle of that match like that with only three seconds to go in overtime.
Van Velser and Crosby coming up at 138. Van Velser of Ottumwa. Jason Crosby of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, you're on deck. Leffler Dirt Work, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Cinef Auction Services, Eddyville Lumber, First Iowa State Bank, UGL, and Ajinomoto Heartland USA will bring you that match when we come back.
Got one more sponsor there about this next match, and that's going to be Summers Insurance. On the north side of the square in Albia, folks, Summers Insurance, let them do the shopping and you do the buying.
We'll be right back to your 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championships. Don't go anywhere.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Do your loved ones suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
If these two knuckleheads wrestled each other, it'd end up in a 0-0 tie. Here is Jason and Joe live in the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite from Wells Fargo Arena on Thunder Country.
We move along to 138. 132 is in the book. Blake Maroff with the loses by a pin in a shocking style. But we're moving right along. Jason Crosby is out on the mat, right in the center of the red mat, squeezed between the two blue mats. And Joe, you know, the thing that you have to do in wrestling is you got to bounce back quick. There's ups, there's downs, and right now, Rocket Nation went down for a moment. They're ready to get back on their feet. Jason Crosby's ready to change the tide.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. The audience is clearly feeling our pain, and we're feeling it with them as well. But there's no reason why we don't need to really get excited about this next match. It's been a fun kid to watch all week long.
Oh, Crosby's so good. That's pretty cool. Watching these guys come in and take the medal stand, and one of them is Bryce Leshen. He just got down off the number five spot for the 2013 picture at Class 2A and 126 pounds. And Bryce Leshen is a good-looking kid, and he's got a pair of skis on for his shoes. It looks to me like he borrowed them from his grandpa or somebody. Way to go, Bryce Leshen. You're looking good with those big shoes on. And if he grows into those shoes, folks, he's going to be 11 feet tall.
Bryce Leshen, you know, his biggest measurement is not up or sideways. It's what's the circumference of that heart of his, because I'll tell you what, he, like Blake Maroff, like all these wrestlers that come out here, but Bryce has a little bit of extra heartbeat than most kids. He is one tough kid, and his greatness, his size is measured on the inside, and the circumference of that old heart he's got ticking on the inside.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. We got Jason Crosby coming up right now, folks. This 138-pound match, Crosby 47-3 on the air. He's going up against undefeated, and you cannot call the guy a heavy favorite.
No,
just because
Crosby.
He's from West Marshall State Center, and he's got a 53-0 record. He's a senior, undefeated on the year. Jason Crosby is going to give him a run for his money.
Well, Crosby has not been short of competition this season. His wins come out not with a bunch of gimmies. 47 wins for Crosby. He has earned every 47 of those wins, and they've come tough.
Bettendorf takes the mat again at Class 3A, and it's Carson Van Velser going to take.
You're
going to
cover that one. I'll cover Crosby. We want to make sure we bring both of these. Tomwell looking for its first championship ever.
Ever. Right now, Carson Van Velser looking to make history for the Wapello County seat. It's Carson Van Velser from Ottumwa. He's up against the talented Jacob Woodward from Bettendorf, Class 3, 138 pounds.
And we are underway. The whistles blow here, just underway.
At 138 pounds, Class 3A, the wrestlers are off the mat with 8 seconds gone in the first period. They get set back again at the center circle. Ooh, and man, what a great move there by, I'll tell you what, Carson Van Velser just about got hip tossed to his back, but he regained composure, got a hold of the leg, and he's trying to force a stalemate at 138 pounds. Carson Van Velser. Now, Carson looks like he might even be able to get loose and get a takedown here. Oh, but I tell you what, if Carson gets taken down here, it's probably an accomplishment for him.
Crosby gets taken down and now gets a reversal. Jason Crosby got taken down by blocker and then reverses it. Crosby's match brought to you by UGL, providing facility maintenance for Cargill and First Iowa State Bank, located in Albion and Eddyville. Crosby tied at two here. 104 to go in the first period. Let's go back over to the Ottumwa contest.
It took 55 seconds for all that roly-poly action to be completed, and Carson Van Velser does get taken down by Jacob Woodward from Bettendorf, 2-0. Now, Van Velser gets the escape, makes the score 2-1. There are 49 seconds left in the first period. Wrestlers on their feet, Class 3A, 138 pounds.
Crosby tied up at two with the reversal, but gives up the escape. Whoa. Now he trails 3-2, 34 seconds ago in the first period.
I got to call it right now. We got right now Jacob Woodward, his hip toss. He's got Carson Van Velser on his back. He's locked up chest to chest. Van Velser in trouble with 30 seconds to go in the first period, trailing 4-1 with a three-point near foul. It'll make the score 7-1. Carson Van Velser fighting off of his back. And there is the three-point near fall. Makes it 7-1 with 20 seconds to go. Carson Van Velser in trouble. Class 3, 138 pounds.
Crosby trailing now 3-2 and 8 seconds to go, opening period. He gave up a takedown. They got the reversal, then the escape right here. As we're going to close out this first period, Jason Crosby of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, trailing just by one, 3-2 as we go to the second period.
Carson Van Velser, as the first period expires, has a six-point deficit. He trails 7-1 at 138 pounds in the championship at Class 3A, 138 pounds.
Crosby starts in the down position. A little match of interest. Jake Marlin going for his fourth title is out in front, 6-1 on his match. Right now, Crosby in the down position to begin the second period, trying to get the stand up. Gets to his feet. Yeah. Blocker is a legger. He gets the leg in, but Crosby comes to his feet. Blocker getting high. Crosby puts his hand down. A little tripod right there. Back to his knees. Let's go back over to Van Velzer.
Well, I tell you what, Van Velzer's getting taken advantage of a little bit here by Jacob Woodward from Bettendorf. It's a 9-3 lead right now. Just 17 ticks off the clock in the second period, but Van Velzer in quickly on a takedown makes it 9-5. So 9-5 the lead for Woodward from Bettendorf.
And over here, back at Jason Crosby, Kyle Blocker puts a leg in, and we have a stalemate, and they'll reset here. Crosby cannot allow Blocker to get that leg in.
Carson Van Velzer with a Carson Van Velzer got a little bit out of position trying to hit a half Nelson, and Carson Van Velzer gets reversed, makes the score 11-5 with 1:11 remaining in the second period. Now Van Velzer gets loose. It's 11-6.
So Crosby gets to his feet and trying to get the hand separated, and does get the hand separated, but no Blocker back on the single leg. And it is going to be Martin with the Marlin
get
the
folks,
win.
This place is going wild right now because Jake Marlin from Creston is a four-time state champion. Everybody in this auditorium is on their feet cheering Jake Marlin. He gets the pin in the second period. Call that match in 3 minutes and 55 seconds. Congratulations to Jake Marlin. And the officials know what's going on. The matches that are completed, that are stopped right now, they stop the matches as they go out of bounds and wait for the applause, wait for the thunder and the ovation. The ovation for Jake Marlin. Congratulations, Creston Orient Maxburg. Jake Marlin, you are a four-time state champion.
A great touch there, though. The other, you mentioned it, Joe. The other officials, once the wrestlers went off the edge of the mat, they allowed Marlin to get his standing ovation. Here's Jason Crosby. Stand up, trying to get the hands separated. The elevation now by Blocker. Back to the mat goes Crosby. Crosby trailing by one here. Second period. Blocker has ridden Crosby here for a minute and a half of the second period. Crosby trails 3-2 in the second period. 21 seconds to go. Crosby now gets back up on his feet. Blocker, potentially dangerous there. Blocker likes to put those legs in.
Got that leg in while he was stood up, and I will tell you, folks, we'll keep it right there with Class 1A, 138 pounds, while we've got a blood timeout. It's Jacob Woodward from Bettendorf getting worked on here as there's 51 seconds left in the second period in Class 3A.
Here's
at 138 pounds.
Crosby trying to do a sit-out switch there. But Blocker tilts him back. Crosby still on his backside trying to do the sit-out. 3 seconds, 2-1. Crosby stands up. I thought he was going to come through there as well. But Crosby will go to the third period down by just one. He will cover. He's getting instruction from his coach. Coach Little sends instruction to Jason Crosby here at 138. Crosby trails 3-2. Blocker, 53 wins, no losses on the season. Jason Crosby's trying to end that streak right here.
Just cut him. That makes the score 4-2. Now Crosby needs a takedown. He's got to get the takedown here to tie this thing up.
Crosby lowers his level, stays to his knee. Now both wrestlers on their knees, reaching out, grabbing each other. 20 seconds gone by here, third period. The third period brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, Eddyville Lumber, and Cinef Auction Services.
Meanwhile, Class 3A, we're back to wrestling. The blood timeout has concluded, and 42 seconds remain in the second period at 138 pounds, Class 3A.
Here's a shot by Crosby. Sprawl out there by Blocker. Crosby again grabs that back leg. If he can keep pushing forward, bring that leg in. Off the edge of the mat goes Blocker. Crosby will have to go back to the center of the mat and shoot again. 1:15 to go, third period, 4-2. Crosby trailing to Blocker of West Marshall State Center.
Here we go at Class 3A, 138 pounds. It's an 11-6 advantage for Jacob Woodward from Bettendorf. Carson Van Velzer competing valiantly here. He's on his feet. He's in danger of getting taken down, but a whizzer being applied by Carson Van Velzer will go to the third period, 11-6, 138 pounds.
Just that close. Over here, Jason Crosby, 1 minute to go. Crosby trailing by a takedown. 4-2 the score here. Blocker undefeated. Crosby trying to get the win here in the championship at 138 for Rocket Nation.
We'll keep it right here at Class 1A, 138 pounds. Jason Crosby, come on, folks from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, hug those radios. Root on Jason Crosby. He's in a championship match. His opponent, Kyle Blocker, leads by the score 4-2 with 36 seconds to go. Let's go, Eddyville.
Final 36 seconds brought to you by Left 4 Dirt Work and Ford's Grill in Eddyville. They'll circle around the center of the mat. 30 seconds and counting. Jason Crosby needs a takedown here to tie it up. Crosby grabs at the left arm, trying to pull it in. Blocker grabs the right side. Now Crosby drops down. Take a shot at the back leg. Couldn't get to it. 20 seconds and counting. Jason Crosby trails by two here. Final 18 seconds. Crosby's going to have to get back to his feet and get another shot here with 15 seconds. Blocker will be glad to hold on to Crosby there. Crosby gets a shot in there. Nothing going. 9 seconds. Blocker pushes Crosby's head to the ground. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. A sprawl out there by Blocker. 3-2. And Jason Crosby will be runner-up at 138. The senior gave a great effort to the undefeated Kyle Blocker from West Marshall State Center. Congratulations, Jason Crosby. An outstanding season for you, young man. You have had quite the career as a Rocket. You'll go over and be greeted by your coach and your father, who's one of the coaches. A great group of coaches there at Eddyville, Blakeburg, Fremont. And I know Jason Crosby will have to take in these moments here for a second. So close, and just like a Shadow Lesson, just like Blake Morrow, so close.
Absolutely, but there's no rest for the weary, folks. It is Carson Van Velser in a 13-6 match against his opponent from Bettendorf, Jacob Woodward, in the Class 3A match. Carson Van Velser trying to make history by becoming the first Ottumwa champion in history of Ottumwa wrestling. He trying to get a reversal. He's got his opponent flattened out, trying to get his leg free. If he can get his leg free, it'll be a two-point reversal, but we got to have something happen here from the officials, either a stalemate or call a point. And finally, we get a stalemate. Van Velser gets back down. He'll be covered by Jacob Woodward from Bettendorf with 23 seconds remaining in their match. A 7-point lead for Woodward from Bettendorf. And Carson Van Velser, he scored 6 points in this thing. He gets an escape now right off the whistle. It's 7-13 now. And with 6 points, Van Velser tries a wild throw. Doesn't work, and Woodward gets the takedown, and the time is going to expire on Carsten Van Velser. Even though he doesn't stop, he gets an escape.
Quit.
He gets an escape,
gets
with 5 seconds.
That's
gets a reversal and tries a half Nelson.
Bring it over. I'll tell you what, that is no quit attitude there. Carsten Van Velser, Joe, you called it. He even got the chicken wing in there, was going to pull that thing back and make a run on the arm bar. And
he loses 9-15, folks, but Carsten Van Velser did not stop any time. Did not stop any time in that match. And Carson Van Velser, and folks, we've had a little bit of a dry run here for our Southern Iowa wrestlers. Let's hope that things improve in the future. But I'll tell you what, we've got champions in the house. We have got champions in the wrestling rooms back home. And Carson Van Velser and Jason Crosby, they are both
the fans
champions.
Have been texting in, all of Rocket Nation texting in while you know, out on the mat there. Good luck, Roberts, and Uncle Brett. Miranda Little text in, and I just got so many texts coming in from Rocket Nation, from all the Albia fans, and all the Southern Iowa people sending out texts. People from Knoxville and from Centerville and Moravia sending texts for Albia and Eddyville Blakesburg wrestlers. Man, I'll tell you what, it's a tough go when you get on these championship matches, come up just a little bit short, but we've got more in store when we come
Riley,
back here.
Riley Denny's coming up, folks. Riley Denny's
coming up.
Centerville Wrestling, don't go anywhere. We got Riley Denny coming up. We got Jafredi from Indianola coming up. We've got Iowa High School Championship Wrestling Sorensen, live on 96.
Sorensen coming up next at 145 pounds. We're going to see if we can get two-way wrestlers back-to-back to join the elite of the elite to that four-timer club when we come back here. High above the mats, high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union. Broadcast suite, you're listening to 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championship Wrestling coverage right here on KIIC.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Becky Tino with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Do you know a graduating senior? If so, be sure to let them know that Sheraton Valley Electric is now accepting scholarship applications. To qualify, students must enroll in a full-time undergraduate or graduate course of study in an accredited 2 or 4 year college, university, or vocational or technical school. All applicants, parents, or guardians are required to be members of Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in order to be eligible. Recipients will be chosen on a combination of academic achievements, demonstrated leadership abilities, goals and aspirations, as well as a written essay. For more information or to receive an application, contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative at 641-932-7126, visit our website at www.cvrec.com, or visit with your high school guidance counselor. Applications must be postmarked or received in the cooperative office by March 30, 2013.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
This is live state wrestling coverage on Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Moving right along, we've been through 138. We're going to 145 here. Your 145 matches being brought to you by Ajinomoto Heartland, produces animal nutrition for North America. Falvey Lumber Company, Falvey Lumber in Albion, is ready to help you with all your building needs. Barker Implement, your John Deere dealership right here in Albion. Sheraton Valley REC, be sure to call one call for utility locations before you dig on anything. They will sponsor these 145 matches. And the big matchup here is in the 2A once again.
And Brandon West Delaware, Sorensen. Manchester, they had that funky digital orange and white, I don't know what it is, singlet. It's orange camouflage. I don't know. It's far enough away that I can't determine what it is. But I am going to bet $1,000 right now that Brandon Sorensen takes care of Zach Mueller at Class 2A, 145 pounds, to become a four-time state champ, and the place will go wild.
Well, Zach Mueller probably will disagree with you, but I know in the reservoirs of his mind, he knows who he's wrestling. Sorensen, 56-0, going for number four here. We'll bring you all these matchups. Caleb Wedking of North Butler Green will take on Evan Hansen of Exira. That's in 1A at 145. It's Bubba Hernandez taking on Austin Boyd of Burlington.
Austin Boyd from Burlington, a Southern Iowa wrestler. Yep. And, you know, folks, these wrestling championships have been moved about four times. They went from Waterloo to Cedar Falls to Des Moines, and there was controversy each step of the way because all the wrestling was up in the north. And then they moved from Veterans Auditorium here in Des Moines to the Well. And the controversy that ensued was because they figured all the good wrestlers in Iowa were from the north part of the state. Not anymore. And Burlington at Class 3A is showing that right now. They've got Austin Boyd on the mat. He is a favorite over Bubba Hernandez from Bettendorf.
I got a text coming in from Burl and Deb Newell. Don't hang your heads at EBFHS. Rocket Wrestlers, you have done a great job this year. No doubt about that, Burl and Deb. No doubt about that. What a season the Rockets have had. And, boy, put two guys in the finals. That's something to be runners-up in the duels. That is amazing. And just the season they put together, they were dominant everywhere they went.
The only reason why we're not talking about Brandon Sorensen from Denver Tripoli right now, 56-0 on the year, is because there's a blood timeout with Zach Muller from West Delaware, Manchester. But now they're back on their feet at the center of the mat. 130 left in the first period there. Class 2A, 145 pounds. Brandon Sorensen trying to go to 57-0 and be a four-time state champion here.
Evan Hansen is out in front now, 2-0 after a takedown over a wet king of North Butler. Hansen of Exira in 1A action out in front, 2-0. Over in 3A, no score. Austin Boyd of Burlington and Bubba Hernandez from Bettendorf, no score in that contest.
Zach Muller from West Delaware, Manchester, 36-9 on the season, must not have gotten the memo that he's supposed to roll over and play dead for Brandon Sorensen from Denver Tripoli, because he's really being aggressive here, going after it with Brandon Sorensen. Nothing to lose here for him. He's in on a single leg now at the edge of the mat, and Brandon Sorensen gets behind him, but it's out of bounds. We'll go to the center of the mat now with 55 seconds left in the first period. 2A, 145 pounds. Sorensen from Denver Tripoli trying to be a four-time state champion. Now Sorensen in on double leg, and he shoves old Zach Mueller from West Delaware Manchester off the mat, and we'll reset it at the center. Class 2A, 145 pounds.
Well, between periods, we're going to go and visit with Joe Millage, who's down along the mats, and talk to him. He was down there as Crosby and Maroff came off the mat. We're going to get his first-hand account of those really intimate moments.
Sorensen with a real good shuck and jive and spin behind, gets a takedown to extend his lead 4-1 now. 2A, 145 pounds. He is on top 4-1. They go out of bounds again with 21 seconds to go. Sorensen on top 4-1 over Zach Mueller from West Delaware, Manchester.
Back in 3A action, it is Austin Boyd and Bubba Hernandez. They're going at it, and there is no score.
They're just in the second period. They're in the second period there, so nobody got a takedown.
Wed King trailing Hansen 2-0. Wed King of North Butler Green trailing Hansen of Exira and 1A action. 2-0 your score there.
Our feature match here at 145 pounds is Brandon Sorensen. He's a three-time state champion. He concludes the first period against his opponent West Delaware, Manchester.
Let's go down to
4-1 lead.
Let's go down to Joe Millage real quick. Joe, you were there as Crosby and Mara both came off the mat. And I think that Crosby embrace that he had with his father, that had to be something special to watch as well.
Whether you call it special or hard to watch, I don't know. It was tough to watch. Crosby, his dad, was one of his coaches, and they were in a pretty long embrace, and even just a few minutes ago, Blake Maroff was out here with Coach Little, and their eyes were 1 inch apart, and Blake just kept nodding his head yes. So he's going to be okay, and when the time's right, these guys will talk to us, and we'll see how they're feeling. We'll talk to the coaches, but time's not right. You know, the other salt in the wound here a little bit, the fans, the Crosby's opponent, the fans sat right in front of Eddieville Blakesburg. So, you know, when they got that victory, it had to be tough for the fans as they jumped up and were in jubilation right in front of the Rockets. It was a tough one.
Well, Joe Millage, you talked about the time being right to talk to those young competitors down there. Time may not be right tonight, and folks, do not want to anticipate anything. We'll bring you all the action. We'll bring you all the emotion that we can. But if those kids don't want to talk to us tonight, we're not going to make them.
We celebrate moments, and they have a lot of moments to celebrate, and we'll wait for that time for them to come and capture. KISC radio announcers are the best. Great job all week. You guys have done a great job, and we really appreciate those nice comments coming in. If you probably can tell, our hearts are left on the mat with these kids. Not the same level, not even close. I don't want to even kind of equivocate, but
Class 2A, 145-pounder, Brandon Sorensen, three-time state champion, doing calisthenics at the center of the mat while Zach Miller from West Delaware, Manchester, gets his bloody nose taken care of. And that was just a sarcastic remark there. Brandon Sorensen on top of that match, 4-2 now in the second period. He leads 4-2, trying to become the four-time state champion and join the elite in Iowa here at the Wells Fargo Arena Class 2013 championship.
Finally, we get a score in 3A action, but it took two periods and a half for the escape there by Bubba Hernandez of Bettendorf, and he leads 1-0 over Austin Boyd of Burlington.
I like Austin Boyd's chances. Let's go Austin Boyd from Burlington. Don't let a guy named Bubba beat you. Hey, here's another takedown for Brandon Sorensen. That makes it 6-2. And Brandon Sorensen is taking Zach Mueller from West Delaware to task right here. He cuts him on purpose, makes the score 6-3. And Brandon Sorensen, there's going to be a huge ovation when or if he becomes the four-time state champion. But he's got 41 seconds left, only second period there. 2A, 145 pounds.
Evan Hansen is out in front now, 2-1 over his opponent, Caleb Wedking, in 1A action. Over at the 3A map, 50 seconds to go. Bubba Hernandez out in front of Austin Boyd, 1-0 there.
Boyd just got a, Hernandez just,
yes,
got,
he just got, a,
got a takedown, yep, there. So Boyd now down 3-0 with just 48 seconds left.
Now this... We're going to get the mic on Coach Johnson here in a second. Let him catch his breath after the run up here. And we'll
hey,
have a little
hey, Coach Johnson, watch what happens over here on the mat to our right. It is Brandon Sorensen, 56-0 on the year. He's got a big 6-3 lead. He's cut his opponent three times on purpose. That's the only 3 points for Zach Mueller from West Delaware Manchester in the funky pink singlet. With 1 second gone, and now we're in the third period.
We got a champion over at 1A. Evan Hansen of Exira gets the 7-1 win over Caleb Wedking of North Butler Green, and he will be the champion, 1A, 145. And over here, Bubba Hernandez, with 6 seconds to go, he is going to be the 3A champion. Bubba Hernandez, Bettendorf, defeats Austin Boyd of Burlington. Let's go back to Sorensen.
Well, Sorensen has had plenty of time to think about things because his opponent, Zach Mueller from West Delaware Manchester, has had problems with blood timeout. So all eyes are on Class 2A as Brandon Sorensen gets the escape to start the third period. He was on the down position to start this third period. He now leads by the score of 7-3. He's taking care of Zach Mueller from West Delaware Manchester in workmanlike fashion. He's in on a single leg on the right leg of Mueller. Mueller tries to sprawl, tries to get to the edge of the mat, and turning back to the inside is Brandon Sorensen. Switches to the double, but they go out of bounds with 1 minute and 32 seconds remaining. Third period action, Class 2A, 145-pound action. An ovation is imminent, folks, Brandon, because Brandon Sorensen.
Brandon Sorensen,
no on the year.
Do we know where he's going to college? I'm sure it...
If he's got a brain in his head, he will follow either Dan Gable or Kale Sanderson and go to Iowa State.
Let's see where they went. Kale went to Penn State and...
No, Dan Kale Gable, Sanderson went to Iowa State.
And he went to Penn State, and then where did Gable go? To Iowa. Good choice there. I would like to see him in an Iowa wrestling outfit. He'd look great there.
All right. Meantime, all eyes are on the mat at the north end of the Wells Fargo Arena, where Brandon Sorensen has a 7-3 lead with 1 minute to go over Zach Mueller from West Delaware Manchester. Mueller is 36-9 on the year. He trails by 4 points with 50 seconds to go, and Brandon Sorensen knows where he's at on the mat. He's at the center of the mat. He's tied up, looking for a takedown. Mueller with a hand check and a shuck, and now there's separation, and now pummeling at the center of the mat with 37 seconds to go. Mueller backed up by Sorensen. Sorensen in there with a thumb in the shoulder, gets a front headlock applied. Front headlock in there now, right now, by Brandon Sorensen. Mueller backs out of bounds, and they're outside the circle, and with 22 seconds to go, you're going to hear the crowd go wild as Brandon Sorensen, 56-0 on the year from Denver Tripoli. He looks to become a four-time state champion